Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Laura, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Excellent, you're in Dublin, I believe.
We are.
And your love story began on the slopes.
Oh, incredibly romantic.
Really?
We met in Sal in 2011.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Fell in love, love at first sight, was
oh,
it?
Oh, love at first sight.
Michael.
Hello.
Do you concur?
I do. It was my yodeling and not my skiing, Ian.
Oh, that what it was, the yodeling. Very good. So it was Saul, that's a lovely part of Austria. So have you been back since?
We haven't been back to Saul, but we have been on a few ski trips since.
Right. Oh, very good. Well, you might be in the running to win another one after today. So, Michael, how do you feel about this? Because I take it that you were asked to go along with Laura's brilliant idea of ringing up the radio station, yeah?
I'm very supportive of my wife, Ian.
Did you ever think of going into politics, Michael?
Oh,
you'd be very good.
I'm open-minded.
You're not related to Pascal Donoghue by any chance, are you?
He's my uncle.
Is he?
Uncle Pascal. No, he's not. No.
All right, listen. We need you to get from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain before the 30-second hooter sounds. This is what it sounds like. Okay. So, best of luck to you, and hopefully you can do this. I'm sure you will. I will help you out, okay? So, Laura and Michael, here we go with your questions. First one is, who are top of the Premier League table at the moment?
Man City.
Yeah, very good. Well done. Okay. Sing a line from any winning Irish Eurovision song.
Hold me now.
Oh, I thought God. There was nothing coming there, and suddenly it just erupted. I love it.
Oh.
What is 25 minus 11?
14.
Yes, 14. That'll do. That'll good. Name the four Irish counties beginning with the letter C.
Cork,
Clare, Carlow, Cavan.
Yes, you got them all. Very good. One more. Say any line from the TV show Friends.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Oh, my God, that was fabulous. Laura and Michael, you've got yourself a €500 Top Flight voucher. You're in the draw on Friday for the upgrade as well for a 7-day ski holiday, all right? Well done. You were great fun. Thank you very much. Good
luck.
Bye.
Sean O'Reilly has joined us for another week. Fair play to you.
Hello.
You made us into another week.
Ah, here we are.
Did you do anything?
I did the sugar loaf, actually.
You did?
Yes.
I saw you. You looked like Christ the Redeemer up there with your hands out.
I was just delighted to get there. Somebody said it looked like I should be holding a sign, but I'm not. It was just my hands hypothetically in the air.
That could become one of those ones that people add things into.
I
Photoshop,
know.
Photoshop alert,
it's
everybody.
It's a perfect opportunity.
Find it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. But anyway, Sugarloaf, you've tried before?
I've tried it twice and I got nearly to the top, but I was a bit scared to the last bit because you kind of have to climb up.
Yeah.
But I got there with my best friend yesterday, so
excellent.
I managed it. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. So, Sean has got your showbiz. Saoirse Ronan was all over the place. She was on The Late Late Show the other day. And she's in all kinds of magazines, gearing up for a big Oscars season.
Yes, very much so. So Variety has just confirmed, just in the last couple of hours, that she will be running for not one, but two categories at the Academy Awards 2025. So she's going to enter the lead actress race for her new movie, The Outrun. And there's lots of Oscar buzz around that and around her performance. But she is also going to submit an entry for the Best Supporting Actress Award for her work in an upcoming World War II film called Blitz. So this could mean that she ends up as a double nominee, and if that happens, she would be the youngest actor to receive two acting nominations in the same year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as I said, there's loads of buzz around The Outrun, and I haven't heard much about Blitz. It's not out till November.
Right.
So, we'll see the nominations.
But The Outrun is fantastic. I've seen it, and I think it's opening on Friday.
September 27th.
That's
is
Friday.
That Friday? Yeah, good for you. Yep, you're good
Day
with the
math. Cash machine, 200K.
How could we forget? And I believe you are also going to be speaking.
I will be speaking
to the woman.
With the aforementioned Saoirse Ronan on this Thursday's breakfast show,
which is the 26th.
Very good. What we need now is Joanne, and she is there on the line. Joanne Prendergast. Hi, Joanne.
How are you, Ian? Are you well?
Very well. You're in Wexford, I believe.
I'm in Wexford, yeah, I am.
And you're in the car. Nice acoustics in your car there. Very good.
I know. I'm in the car here with my family.
Right. You're bringing your son to Cork for his first day in the army.
I know.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
God.
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah, that's amazing. That's a big moment in your family, isn't it?
I know. It's the first flight in East.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit emotional, Joanne?
Well, I probably will be. I'm okay now at the minute now.
Okay.
I'm more nervous about doing this.
Okay. Are you really?
I can't believe you rang me. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jin-chan! Here we go. Are you ready?
Hold on 2 seconds. Can I just put on... I can't put on loudspeaker.
No, you can't put on loudspeaker, but you can say it. You can say it, okay, and then they can help you out. Now, hopefully this is good for you. I don't know what kind of things you're into, but anyway, we're about to find out, Joanne, and we'll give you your topic now.
Today's waffle topic is...
Demi Moore.
Bruce Willis, actress, American...
A Few Good Men.
What else did she do? Oh, she was a soldier in a film. Oh, goodness. What was that? She done Ghost.
Yes, one more to go. Come on.
What? The Substance? No. No.
And you mentioned it. You said she was a soldier in one of them.
I know.
G.I. Jane. And,
sure.
And your son has gone into the army today.
I know, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. It wasn't meant to be.
Joanne, that was a good performance now, to be fair to you.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. And listen, enjoy the moment and give him a nice big hug now, okay?
I will.
When he steps out of the car.
I will, Ian.
And have you actually left Wexford yet?
Yeah, we're on the road now. We have to be down there for 10 o'clock. So.
10 o'clock, okay, very good.
Yeah, hopefully the traffic will...
Did he get the haircut on Saturday as well, yeah?
He got the haircut, he did, yes. Because he had one of those mullets.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
He had a mullet now, and the mullet's gone now, and it's gone, thank God.
Well, listen, wish him the very best from us. Joanne, thanks a million. See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Bye. Bye-bye.
Ireland's smartest surname.
It is the final week. I'm going to miss this competition. Final week of Ireland's smartest surname. And yes, the Burns are still out in front. Can anybody stop them? We've got the Sheehans today. Then who's coming along tomorrow? We've got Thursday and Friday. So we're running out of chances to match them or beat them. Every day we'll pick three listeners who share the same surname. And they work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The three winning team members with the highest score at the end of the month will win an amazing prize. So, the end of the month is coming up this coming weekend, all right? A four-night family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge in Fota Island, County Cork, for up to five people, with two dinners going along for each of you, so on two different nights, and Fota Island adventure experience. So, can the Burns hold on until the end of this Friday morning? The latest surname to take part, we will have the Sheehans on board. We've got Emma Sheehan in Limerick. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Ian.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a bit nervous.
I believe you're out the road from Limerick City, out in beautiful Adair, yes?
I am, yes.
Lovely, very nice. Well, that's good. Now, plenty of fresh air there, feeding your brain to answer all these questions, Emma.
Here's hoping.
Okay, we got Rory as well. Rory Sheehan in Castle Blaney, County Monaghan. Rory, how's the man?
Good, Harding's in.
Very good. Well, listen, we are ready to have a go at this and I want to wish you the very best luck. And we got Simone, we're going to Cork as well. And Simone Sheehan is in Cork. Hello, Simone.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. Now, you know what you've got to do here. You have to try and match or beat 10 to put you on the top of our leaderboard. The Burns are up there at the moment. You're going to have 90 seconds on the clock. I'm going to have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. I'm going to start with Emma, and then we go to Rory, and then we go to you, Simone, and then this will be repeated over and over until the time ends. Now, if it's not your question, you cannot help either of your teammates with their questions, and you can't be you know, giving them hints or anything like that. And all answers must be given before the clock actually ends. All right. So now we've got a good feeling about this for some reason. So I don't know. So we have fingers crossed for all of you. Emma, Rory and Simone, if you just want to have a little chat there and get things underway.
Yeah, we can do this.
All right. Okay. Okay. Fight and talk there. Fight and talk. Right. Now we're going to be starting with you, Emma. Emma, you are going to be asked the first question and then we go to Rory and Simone. So the clock is going to start for the Sheehans of Ireland. It's going to start right now.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Emma, what is the surname of the current British Prime Minister?
Half.
Rory, in French cuisine, a poisson is a small what?
Chicken.
Simone, who are the current men's World Cup football champions?
Pass.
Emma, who played Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan?
Pass.
Rory, what two star signs begin with the letter C?
Cancer and Capricorn.
Simone, how many Taken movies starring Liam Neeson have there been?
Three.
Emma, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, what is the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible.
Rory, in the Corrs, what instrument does Caroline Corr primarily play?
Oh, the fiddle.
Simone, which Irish football club plays their home games in Tala Stadium?
Pass.
Emma, what is the capital of Hungary?
Budapest.
Rory, what was the surname of the lead character in the Die Hard movies?
Pass.
Simone, Charles Dickens wrote A Tale of Two Cities. What are the two cities?
Pass.
Emma, in Coronation Street, what colour is the door of the Rover's return?
Green.
Rory, in the TV show South Park, what's Eric's surname? Quick as you can.
Carmen
is the right answer. Yes, well done. Okay, right. Now, that was pretty impressive, actually. You know, there were moments in that. Let's go to Shona O'Reilly, who has a full check of what went right and what went wrong, or maybe vice versa.
Well, Ian, the Sheehans, they really went for it there, but was it enough to dethrone the Burns? Well, let's have a look at some of the wrong answers
first.
I love
the but you always were, but was it enough?
Was it enough? Let's see. Okay, so Starmer is the surname of the current British Prime Minister. Argentina are the current Men's World Cup football champions. Matt Damon played Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan. Caroline Corr primarily plays the drums. Shamrock Rovers play their home games in Tala Stadium. John McClane, I know it was on the tip of your tongue, Rory, was the lead character of Die Hard. Paris and London are the two cities in the Charles Dickens book, A Tale of Two Cities. So, the scores have been counted and verified. And I can reveal that the Sheehans, Ian, today have scored...
What?
7!
God. 7, pretty good score though, to be fair. So fair play to you, Emma, Rory, Simone. Thanks for having a go.
Thank
the Sheehans.
No,
cheers.
Thank
thanks a million. We go again tomorrow, yeah. Shauna. We go again. Well done. My God.
Ireland's smartest surname on Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.